Hi, this is Maria Tiberio, the host of Pod Thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about how we get our news. If someone tells you that there's a disaster in progress, a fire, a flood, an explosion, do you turn on the TV? Do you look up a news site online? Or do you check your social media feeds? Nowadays, the difference between these three isn't as great as it used to be. Before 2010, people who wanted the latest breaking information turned on cable news. But with the rise of social media, we've gotten used to seeing eyewitness footage of what's happening right now caught on bystanders' cell phones. These videos and reports from citizen journalists have become a regular part of our information diet, no matter where we get our news. Nowadays, citizen journalists are not just people who happen to be in the right place at the right time with their cell phones. Thousands of bloggers and vloggers could be described as citizen journalists. They may break down the news of the week or focus on a particular subject area, say what's happening in pop music or healthcare or local politics. Their work allows people to choose the news they're actually interested in. Some traditional news sites have picked up on the value of citizen journalists, devoting space to their reporting and opinion pieces, in addition to using their videos. The rise of citizen journalists has been accompanied by quite a bit of criticism. They are said to have no big-picture view. They might show you what's happening at a protest, but have no real understanding of the historical or political context. And it is often claimed that they are biased, or that they are advocates for a cause rather than neutral reporters. If you consume a lot of citizen journalism, you may never be hearing the other side of the story. And worse, the so-called journalists may just be frauds, making up lies to agitate people or to sell advertising. We've all seen the clickbait headlines, "Research shows this fruit can cure cancer." Professional journalists may also be biased, but in general, they offer more balance and perspective, and I think the work they do is important. However, if I want to find out what happened at a local city council meeting, only the report of a local citizen is going to tell me. And if there's a massive storm raging nearby, I'm going to look for the video by the people who can see it. If we as news consumers want to be sure we're getting good information, we just need to make sure we're looking at a variety of sources and keeping our eyes open for bias and misinformation. Because I'm pretty sure citizen journalism is here to stay.